This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KC, on this Friday afternoon in Sacramento, California, you know, Friday afternoons, that's when we link up with our guy, Sacramento's own Eddie Gonzalez. What's up, my guy?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Just trying to get these Kings to win tonight, NBA Cup. Let me ask you a question real quick. How you feel about the NBA Cup?
So I went last year to the championship, and I will say, especially that final week, the games had a little more weight. Mm. And that's what won me. That final week, the quarterfinals, the semifinals, that stuff. So I like it in that sense. It does add a little bit more weight to the games. I think as time goes on, we'll come to appreciate the tournament a little better. Now, does that championship matter to me? That's a little different. But I do appreciate it seems to be a little more energy to these games.
So that's going to be interesting as years go along, right? Like, how much weight do we put into that? Obviously, it's not going to be the same as a NBA championship. But is it on your basketball reference? You know, two-time NBA Cup winner or something like that. I think they do that for the WNBA. Like, mm-hmm. They put the Commissioner's Cup on your basketball reference accolades.
And those end up being real competitive, too, in the mm-hmm. W, you know? And so it's kind of like the conference finals MVP. I'm not a big fan of that. I just mm-hmm. think it's, like, unnecessary. But I think the next generation of guys coming up, that will matter to them. You're putting that in a trophy case. You're putting that in your B-ball ref. But anything to kind of make these games a little more competitive. I usually hate the idea that the regular season doesn't matter, isn't competitive, isn't. But we're starting to see some semblance of that. Even I can admit.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. Like, I'm a big basketball nerd, right? Like, I was watching Fresno State and Santa Barbara last night. Just like, I don't know why. I like the kid Price.
No one knows why.
I don't know why. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm watching anything basketball, but I agree with you.
Dad, play with me. Hey, Fresno State's on, kid. Get out of my way.
But I agree with you, though. Like, I can't deny that sometimes the regular season doesn't carry a certain level mm-hmm. of weight. And Tuesday, it felt like we've been watching for a couple weeks, so not literally, but Tuesday – felt like the season started. It was mm-hmm. like, oh, NBA season's here. Because mm-hmm. it was popping on Tuesday for the NBA Cup. So maybe that's...
Yeah, that first day, and obviously you got the Clay game and you got all this other stuff going on. But that first day, it was a little bit more energy to it. And mm-hmm. even to the point where people were mentioning yesterday. Like, yesterday's games felt a little different. Mm-hmm. Felt like a little less weight. So I wonder if they can tinker with that and, like, you know, the first month of the season is the tournament or what have you. If there's a way to not have that fall off or to block these games closer together. But like I said, I went last year to the championship and to and it was funny, I think we got two blowouts and then we got a great championship games, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. But like the Bucks and Pacers was close, right? That's
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But it felt important. Like, when that Laker Pacers game started, it felt like it mattered. There was, you know, real energy to it. And then the Lakers obviously ended up taking over. But you know, anything we can get to add to LeBron's GOAT resume is all good with me.
Facts.
Mike never won a championship, you know?
LeBron's the one. And the sooner y'all recognize it, the better.
Bro, we connected over airtime. What you talking about, man?
I do. Bro, I do love me some airtime. Like, this is a big old bucket.
I know it's a topic, but these numbers in this season, in this, like, it's crazy. It's LeBron. Great. Three straight triple doubles. Oh, I think the triple double has been bastardized a little bit as of late.
Yeah, Russ ruined it for some of you hoes. Y'all love triple doubles until Russ was like, oh, you can't average one for a whole season. I'll do it.
I didn't want to say it, but you said it.
Yeah, like my man averaged like, what he did it like four times in 5 years, four times in 6 years, something like that. Oh, we don't care. Now we only care about it if Nikola Jokic does it. They don't even care about it if Domantas Sabonis does it.
They definitely don't care about it then.
I know y'all remember when LeBron came in the league, it was like, man, he might be the guy to get a triple-double. He could do it. He never did it.
They had all those clips of the greats going,
like, oh, this is cool.
Can't be done.
And then he did it some more, and everybody's like, oh, whatever. Like, you're right. We did something. But to watch LeBron still have that impact on the game, and those two Grizzlies games were fun. They clearly don't like him or – there's a respect level, obviously, but they clearly have some, like, you sent them home a couple of times. They got some beef. And so watch him turn up against them. That's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Did we talk about the Kings beating the Suns ass twice? Or
No. We can bring it up right now. Hey.
I thought that was far enough back. I thought I missed it.
No. Hey, we got a
DeMar DeRozan show. And shout out to D Fox. Like, I love what De'Aaron did, because DeMar put him on his back for the fourth in overtime. And then here comes De'Aaron. Once he's like, I don't know, DeMar got tired, DeMar got bored, or what. And De'Aaron's like, oh, I'll run ISO real quick. It's fine. I'm gonna shoot 3 15-footers and send everybody up.
The story goes that DeMar did get tired. DeMar was like, hey, I'm tired. Okay. Like, go to work a little bit. And De'Aaron's like, all right, I'm going to go to work. And I'm sitting there like, man, they got two of them boys. They got two of them. Yeah. I said, wow.
I remember thinking like, okay, we're not going to double them. Okay, what's the plan? But I remember in overtime, like, is he tired? Like, why is he in the corner? And it didn't matter. De'Aaron Fox took over. Like you said, you got two of them. And like,
Brad was trying to fight them both.
I mean, look, y'all know who wasn't there. So,
okay. No, we know. Come on, like, look, let us have a moment. Would you like, come on, man.
When it comes to tiebreakers, they ain't going to say all that.
No, like, and first of all, let's be clear. This is home first. I know that's your boy and all of that. This is home first. I know you was a little happy. I know you was a little happy watching DeMar and De'Aaron
Hey, but look, real quick, though. You were supposed to get him here, man. That was the job, man. You were supposed to get him here, man. You did the interview after they beat the Nets, and he was talking about, you know, they shoot the piss out of the ball and everything.
God,
and it's like, hey, man, you should have been right there. Hey, man, go over there, man. Go over there.
Fellas, I got some sway. I can get y'all some picks. I can get y'all some – you got some jerseys. I can get them signed, all that. But having that young man move to Sacramento, I just think I ain't got all that much over there. Like, that's a tall task. But I'll say, going back to the game, though, that game right there is the game that makes me go, oh, this is a scary team.
The overtime one?
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know, like, we keep seeing the defensive metrics for the starting lineup and all this stuff. And things are trending right. Like, you can see this team getting better. You lose Monk for some time, and that sucks. But things are trending towards this team being better as the season goes on. But that game right there goes, oh, in April, yeah, if it's close, then we have this, you know. Dude, like, what are you going to do with this? And that's what those games turn into. And, I mean, watching DeMar do that over and over and over, and Keegan gets the tip in at the end, which, oh, my God, I about lost my mind. It's fun to watch them do that. And you can see the math in your mind of putting them together, because it's like, yeah, if it's close, we can go home against anybody.
Yeah. I want to ask you a little bit about Phoenix. Man, is it just, you know, getting Tyus Jones there, like getting a point guard? Is that what it is? Or Budenholzer? Or like, what's different with this team? Because I actually think they're for real, you know, this year as far as being like one of the teams at the top of the Western Conference. But what's kind of changed? Is it just getting a point guard in there?
I mean, Brad mentioned last year that he was out. That's a big part of what we saw with their record. They still won 49 games. Mm-hmm. I think having a point guard fixes so much of their offense in the sense of, if you watch Brad, Kevin, and Book, they like to catch in spots and go. Brad's a little more dribbly, but the other two, they like to get it. 1-2 dribbles, get their shot, go. I think it just put them all in place in offense and where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And you like the rookie a lot, Ryan Dunn. You can see them closing games with him later without Tyus. I think Tyus gets picked on a little bit late in games because he's so small. It's not that he's not good on defense. He's just a small guy. Like, if Luka's out there, I'm going to back him down, like that type of stuff. But I think it's credit to their defense, too. Like, it's not a lot of great defenders, but it's a team that's dedicated towards working hard on defense. We talked about this about the Kings a few weeks back. And they just kind of know where to be. They know their limitations, and they know what they're going after. So it's a veteran team. It's a team with a lot of old graybeards, and they just know where they need to be. I think we'd love to see them get one more big wing who can help a little bit, play to some defense, maybe shore up their center rotation. I see that a lot. You know, they have centers that work in some situations, don't work in others. I mean, I don't think there's many centers that work for Anthony Davis, that type of stuff, Jokic. But they just—it's just a team of vets. They just know how to win basketball games, and you know the clutch record stuff. You can say what you will about that, but they do have, much like the Kings, they have two cold-blooded closers and two of the best in the world. And when you see Kevin firsthand,
I throw Book in. I mean, I throw Brad in there too.
I throw Brad in there too. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, you know, Kevin closing games for them like he did. And they did on defensive end, too. So I think they're legit. I would love to see them get one of these centers off the scrap heap, whether it's Robert Williams, whether it's Valanciunas or whatever, just to be some more depth, maybe one more big guy. I hear a lot about Dorian Finney-Smith. I would love that over there.
You're going too far now. We're getting Dorian Finney-Smith. Like, settle down.
We'll see. You know, we'll see. It's like a contract match, but they are in the second apron, so like every trade they make has to be dollar for that, has to be very specific for them. So that makes it a little tougher. But I think we talked about this. The West is wide open, and you can go down with those dogs for sure.
I think they're this doesn't feel like last year's squad. That's something we talked about going into the first Kings Suns game, and even going into the second. Like, we can have our fun. I think that's. Suns have lost three. Two of them have been to the Kings. Like, that's fine. This is a legit basketball team. Like, they, you know, Big Bro comes back. Yeah. Like, they feel like they're a championship contender. You know, I mean, as much as you could be a championship contender this early in the season. Like, you wanted to see some things take shape for them, or at least I did, because I didn't buy it last year. I was like, I don't know. I need to see it. Okay, I get it now. Like, it feels a little more fluid than it did last year, and they look like a much better basketball team.
Yeah, they're getting great stuff from the quote unquote other guys too, right? Royce O'Neal shooting the ball really well. Tyus, as we mentioned, he just doesn't turn the ball over. And then Ryan Dunn, the rookie, who has came up, stepped up, looked really good so far. Really? People already talk. I hate award talk right now. It's not even
that. For sure.
Man, he could be in rookie of the year buzz, but he has looked great. He's looked like a steal that far into the draft. And so I'm with you. I think it's legit. They got to stay healthy. But they got the big dog who knows what it takes to get there and to get it done. And same with Bud. Like, credit hats off to Bud. Mm-hmm. The offense has got way more motion this year. It's not just having a point guard. It's also having the right system in place and getting those guys shots. I'm watching Kevin shoot corner threes like I've never watched him shoot in his career. And I'm like, I know you happy as hell about that. Those little couple rounds who walked it. So it's been fun watching that for sure. Even without Kevin, even them fighting through it now. With the injuries they're dealing with, they're a tough team. So, you know, when he gets back, they can get back on timing. But as of now, they just got to hang tough and maybe a couple more weeks and he'll be ready.
I ask you, and Dame, we hadn't even really talked about this. I had asked you about this too. How we feel about the Rockets? They, 9-4, 8-4 at this point? Like,
yawn.
I'm not there yet.
I don't know where I'm at, to be honest with you. I'm on the fence on this one, but they got a lot of talent. They got so much talent on that team.
Everybody trying to fantasy trade Tari Eason, you might want to stop. He might be starting for that team in the next couple weeks. Man. I don't know how closely people have watched him, but that dude's a menace on the ball, off the ball, on defensively. If he ever gets shooting down, I know we say that about a lot of these dudes who play defense, but if he ever shoots just well enough, like, they got a real steal there. Y'all know I'm a Jalen Green fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested. I'm definitely watching him.
Ime Udoka is a good coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the
idea. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great. There's just kind of no way around that. They're fighting hard on defense. They got Fred VanVleet there to kind of keep things, you know, settle everybody down when you need be. It's a good mix there. They're in the mix with every big major trade. They got a ton of picks. They got a ton of contracts. They can get. They can talk.
Yeah,
about
KD. They're gonna get KD if I remember correctly.
I do think there's an Alfred Segun question. I like him a lot, but I do think that's. Don't be surprised if that's the name that gets dangled around for some of these trades. If it happens, I think he's eligible at a certain point or whatever. I think Jalen isn't because he signed a small contract. But anyway, don't be surprised if that's the name because they like some of them athletic bodies they got, and then they like what they're doing out there for sure. They're fun to watch. Now, seeing them in a playoff setting, I don't know, but they got a great coach over there who can probably get them right.
Yeah.
Sengun did sign, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, he did. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay.
They signed like 11th hour too. They waited.
Yeah, they waited till the last minute to get.
I kind of like the idea of him being the guy moved for them because while he's unbelievably talented, it feels like you can get just throwing a guy out there. Like you can get a Mason Plumlee type, somebody better than him, but somebody that doesn't maybe have the same offensive skill set, but is a defensive anchor. Robert Williams, maybe somebody like that, if he were able to, and that might fit a little better with those guards because you got scorers all over the place. I don't want to say you don't need Sengun's offense, but you kind of don't need it. Like, you've got it all over the place. You need an anchor on a defense and a versatile defender in that big man spot. So, yeah, and Sengun is so good, you could probably get something really good back in return.
I remember, look, we're going to turn the clock back a little bit, I'm going to age myself, but I remember when the Kings traded Jason Williams for Mike Bibby, and it was like, yeah, it was time to be a big boy team. It was trying to get a real point guard. That's probably what they're looking at right now with Alfie and what they need in that front court and how they go with that. Like, all right, it's time to be a big boy team. Like, we might see the second round this year. We might go a little further than we need to.
Yeah.
I love what Jalen Green's did, his maturation. He's driving to the hole way more. He just seems like a more confident offensive player. And, you know, he's hitting daggers on dudes. And he's trying to dunk on Wimby. He ain't trying.
He getting some of these boys. Poor Cade. Cade thought some. Yo, oh, man, watch out.
Wimby's a whole nother monster. Somebody gonna get him. I mean, Kevin kind of got him, but somebody's gonna get him at some point. And I'm excited to see that. But Wimby ain't no punk down there. Don't get it twisted.
Hey,
your boy learned. Your boy, baby bonus. He learned the hard way.
Hey, if you're not under the poster, man, you're not playing defense. Speaking of not playing defense,
it's only one word to go here. It's the worst defender ever. The worst defender of all time.
Did you watch Luka last night?
I mean, are you surprised?
No, but God damn.
The play to end the game was bad, but the one that's going viral on Colin Sexton is like 10 times worse.
We watched
a 2-minute cut of Luka playing defense last night, and it's incredible.
Look, the Celtics' goal in the finals was like, bring him. Bring 77. We don't care who has the ball, bring him. I mean, that's the next level for him, right? It's his physical fitness, and his offense is so great it almost doesn't matter. But and it's hard to say that because they just played in the finals, but that's when it matters, right? Mm-hmm. That's the next level for him, is to be something over there. And we've watched those guys have to step up, and, you know, we watched somebody like Steph who he was getting picked on for years, and now he's a formidable defender. Like his biggest fans will argue he's a great defender, but he's not the person you're calling over for the mismatch, unless it's a size thing. But Luka just cannot be that flat-footed and lazy on defense. You just can't do it. I look at Jokic. Jokic is the other one who he figured out how to be useful on defense in that sense. Luka's just out there. Like, he just doesn't care. It's like, all right, man. At some point, you got to take this serious.
That's the crazy part. Like I said, I've seen Luka literally move his feet and work harder to avoid a switch than he does defending. it's like, bro, you like doing a bunch of liners trying to avoid the switch. Why don't you just play defense like this? And I just don't understand how he could just not care that much about defense.
That Mavericks game, the last 4 minutes of that Mavericks Warriors game, that was telling. Like, You watch the Warriors work over switches, and we're talking about Andrew Wiggins, who's a great, great defender. We're talking about Draymond, who's obviously a great, great defender. You watch them work over switches and do what they can to not switch, and in a sense protect Steph, right? Protect the matchup more so than anything. And then you watch the Mavs just give up switches, like, fine. And these are schemes and these are personnel decisions or whatever, but that's where they lost the game. Steph outscores you 13-2 down the stretch. It's because he keeps hunting your guys down.
He gets whatever matchup he wants.
And so that's where you win and lose games. Those are the details. And he has to step on that level. They made a finals run because they were much better defensively. But he has to step up himself individually. Or he's – I had seen the conversation today. Like, are we sure Shea's not better? And I'm like, well, if you count defense, then I guess you had the debate. But
yeah.
That's what you start doing with him. And this is nitpicking one of the best players in the world, but that's what you do with the best players in the world. You pick out these little holes and you figure out how to exploit that.
Shea got to be at least comparable offensively, no?
Yeah, Shea 30 and 9.
He up there. Like
30 and 9.
Luka lacks the assist that Shea doesn't, but
that's true.
He's a scorer to that level. I was actually shocked his career high was 45 the other night. That was kind of surprising, but. I mean, Shea only scores
33.
Yeah, I was going to say, Shea is the meme for 30, 28, 29, 30, 31 every night. Like,
what do you think of the post game, the team post games? I don't think we've ever talked about that before. Is it corny?
I think it's run its course. Hater.
I talked to some guys around the league. Like, Draymond's not the only guy who feels that way, which I thought was funny.
Well, it's got to run its course.
No Draymond Green, an apology.
First game of the season was Caruso barking. I'm like, oh, they even got their old head. And Caruso's 28. I asked some guys, like, yo, did y'all used to do this? Like, man, when the Cavs was doing taking the pictures and all that, that was goofy too. So I was like, oh, all right, y'all take it too serious. I think it's fine. Some young boys having fun, but I get why they're grading though. I get why the Grizzlies are annoying to other teams too, because everybody's 36 and these dudes are 23, calling them, cussing them out their names, and dunking on them. So it's like, yeah, sick of them. Like, get off my porch.
So, Eddie, we had this discussion yesterday, and we've had it from time to time about, because we got into the ratings and people talking about the ratings being low and all this other stuff, and we're like, you know, who's the guy that's going to drive ratings the way Steph and LeBron do? Mind you, I meant to tell you, Dan, put that in there. Did you see the Warriors game was the highest rated game so far this year?
Warriors Mavericks.
Yeah, and okay. it was obviously Clay was there too, but it was billed as Steph's first national TV game. No coincidence gives them the biggest rating of the year.
Yeah.
But we're like, yo, who's that next guy? And a lot of people are quick to say Wimby, and I think me and Dame were both like, Wimby's a great basketball player. I don't know if he's gonna be the guy that people
tune in
for and care about. And we had a number of different names. I threw a guy out there that is far away from it right now, but I see the vision. I think LaMelo could be that guy. Because there's a lot of people who will see LaMelo a lot and just not like him and want to see him lose.
I seen Chandler Parsons' comments. I think I seen you comment on it.
Chandler
well.
Tripping.
And we talked about this before. The kids love LaMelo. The kids love Ant. You know, the kids love JT. I just seen Tatum in person two nights ago and was getting MVP chance at Barclays. And that's not a big deal anymore now with SeatGeek and StubHub and all this, but he's still a popular guy. The one caveat to ratings is, like, ratings are down TV all around. We just have more things to watch, more ways to watch, blah, 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 blah. But live programming is at a premium. That's why you see Netflix broadcasting this fight tonight. And everybody's trying to gobble up what they can. Prime got in on the NBA. They got the NFL, like, blah, blah, blah. Live content is still king. But, yes, ratings are down around the board. But it is true. This is worrisome for the league. This is not just some conspiracy theory stuff. Talk to people around the league. I was talking to some people who work in the, like, marketing and that type of stuff last year. And when all three of the big guys went down in the first round, it was worrisome.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, like, our site metrics are down. Our engagements are down across the board. Like, It's problematic for the league that, one, those guys aren't championship-level teams right now, and two, they don't have the feeling, they don't have the baton passed at all yet. And they went through this before. They'll find new guys. The league will figure it out. I think there's also a problem with style of play, this, that, and the third. But they are actively looking for the new face of the league. That's not just some morning show convo. They need that face. I don't know that it's Wemby. I think there's this kind of like attraction, intrigue to him. But I think we need a personality. We need somebody who's going to win. We need somebody who's going to be the face of everything. I think Anthony Edwards is right there. I think the league slowly found out over the last couple of years that it has to be an American-born player. It has to be. There's just no way around it. Jokic is great. Giannis is great. Like, all these guys are winning MVPs and winning championships, but we need that guy. And the problem is nobody has passed Kevin, LeBron, or Steph. And nobody's even really close. And the other thing is those guys are still great, which we never really expected. So we actually have some time that we probably shouldn't have had. But it is a real thing. Like, it's not some conspiracy theory we just argue about online. It matters.
Ant probably makes him nervous.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Ant probably makes him a little nervous.
But we need that, though. That's why he's so refreshing. Yeah. There's an air to him that is, like, original and organic. But, again, same thing with Ant. Like, we can hype up those Adidas commercials all we want, but we haven't seen sales figures yet. We don't know if that's just talk and that's just chat. I love the shoes. I wear them to the gym every day. So we don't know how real that is either. Nike is still king, even on a downslide. So it's interesting to see. But I think my money's in the Ant bucket, but it's spread out a little bit. Mm-hmm. LaMelo's up there too, though, for sure. When we see them All-Star votes this year, LaMelo will have a lot of them. Don't worry.
Two things real quick. DeMar DeRozan officially out tonight because of the lower back tightness versus Minnesota. So that is official. No DeMar DeRozan tonight. I'm assuming Keon Ellis will start in his place. Two, Eddie, you mentioned this a second ago. We had an extensive conversation. Just curious your thoughts. You mentioned that special on Netflix, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Like, how do you feel about it?
Look, Mike is 58 years old, man. Like, as much as I want to care and have fun, I'm a watch. Don't get it wrong. I'm a watch. He's 58 years old. They're using big gloves. They had to just very recently announce that they're not using headgear. 2 minute rounds. Like, it's a lot to ask.
How could this possibly be an official fight?
I won't be surprised. I'm shocked this old man is getting in the ring. What are we doing? Yeah. But I will watch. They got me. I'm going to watch.
Yeah. I guess that's all that matters, right? Yeah. Like, no matter how you feel about it, you're going to tune in. Eddie,
John
we appreciate. Huh?
John or Stipe, before we go.
John, I mean, John's never lost. I'm not DC Cormier here, but I'll go with John because he's never lost. I got to see somebody beat him.
I'll go with Johnny Bones too, man. Real fights on Saturday.
Well, I mean, he'll win. Yeah, he'll win until he gets suspended 3 days later for violating a.
I mean, all right, DC.
Like,
all right.
Like John Jones is undefeated until the damn drug test comes in. And old Dana White, I'm never putting him in the main event again. All right, bro. Such a punk ass down.
Is it more or less impressive to beat Daniel Cormier the way he did on what he beat him on?
You can make the argument it's more.
Yeah. You're perfectly fair.
You didn't even know where you were at.
He beat that man into tears. Like, come on, man. Eddie, we appreciate you as always, man. Can't wait till next week.
Good to talk to you fellas, man.
Listen, man, Eddie Gonzalez right there. Eddie, man, he was vibrant today. You know what I think it is? He got a good night's sleep. He got his Matthews mattress over there. Black Friday savings going on all month long. The month of November is now Black Friday. You can save up to $1,000 off select Beautyrest Black adjustable mattress sets. You can check out door buster prices on Beautyrest Harmony Queen mattresses. For just $498, that's nearly half off. They've got a ton of mattresses in there. They're all on sale. I focus on the Beautyrest Black because those are the ones that I have. Mm-hmm. Those are in every room in my house, and I can speak from experience on those. They have adjustable head bases. Some mattresses you buy, you get the free adjustable head base. Trust me, you want it. 60 months special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required is available for you right now. See stores for details and your favorite feature.
Hey, buy by five, sleep by nine, and free same day delivery and free removal of your old set. That's clutch as well. They'll take care of you. Also, Matthews Mattress guarantees to beat any advertised price by 10%.
Again, you can see the store for details. Find the store nearest you. There's 9 locations. You can head over to MatthewsMattress.com right now and find the one nearest you. Again, MatthewsMattress.com. And we'll come back with more Dealing with KC. James Hamm at the top of the hour here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure.
the plug-in hybrid X5 commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4 charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.